No levy has been imposed by any shipping line, and we are aware that there's been a story in some of the press regarding an imposition. In actual fact, what happened was that in the wake of this Ebola thing, members calling apart from the Ebola infected areas underwent some delays. This story was captured at their global level concerning such a levy, maybe to deal with the delays and whatnot. In actual fact, it comes as a cost. However, this has not been introduced into an imposition of this levy. So no shipper has actually been imposed with such a levy.
Are you likely to impose such a levy in the future?
I don't think so. Shipping lines have also supported efforts within the port. We formed part of the port Ebola committee to ensure that shipping line, as they move from port to port, measures are put in place to ensure that no Ebola happens to get into the country through a vessel. So we are part of this whole port effort to counteract any Ebola, just like the airport is doing. We also have put in measures at the seaport.
What are some of the measures you've put in place?
Well, that is basically concerning vessels coming from Ebola-infected areas, in the sense that health checks, so the master of the vessel has to fill a special health report to indicate the status of its crew. This enables Ghana Port Health to do proper analysis so that if there's any suspicion of somebody with symptoms, they could curtail it at that level. But then beyond that, this check is done at anchorage, and it means shipping lines have to facilitate port health having access to the vessels. They hide smaller vessels that can convey these port health onto the vessel, and once on the vessel, they provide necessary protective gadgets in the form of sanitizers, gloves, and everything, so that any port health personnel going on board the vessel, assuming it came from an Ebola-infected area, would not be under any risk of infection. We are all out to ensure that our ports are well protected. It's not in anybody's interest. So even though there may be some cost to shipping lines not come out to impose a levy as was proposed on the website of one of our members.
Have you checked the information from the shipping line in question?
Yes, we are very well informed that this line, that is the Hapag-Lloyd, has not imposed any such levy, and this notice on their website has been removed, so it has no effect. No other member is doing such a thing. The doors of the association is always open, and would plead with interested persons that this is a very sensitive subject. So would plead that appropriate checks are made before such information is released, since it can cause public disaffection